Tim McKernan here to talk to you about Bertarelli Cutlery, the hottest knife store in St. Louis. You need to get the heads of 12 serpents? Shoot on down to Bertarelli and get yourself a knife that is sharp as the dickens. Oh, you got a big weekend eating frozen pizza ahead of you? Grab yourself a pizza cutter, chop, chop, cheeky. Pick up your lady a new nonstick pan and score yourself some kissy, kissy, touchy, touchy. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
East Farms, 9 o'clock hour on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Wow, wow, wow.
It's a big week for the folks at Tease Farm, Timmy.
And why is that?
Mother's Day week.
Yep.
Mother's Day coming up. Flowers, hanging baskets, potted herb gardens, and more. Bring Mom to Tease Farms to browse the greenhouses and pick out her perfect Mother's Day gift. Homegrown strawberries are ready. Available to purchase at all three locations. Pick your own fields. Open this Saturday at Hanley and the Maryland Heights locations.
Don't say herb, say herb. Herb.
Yeah, what do you herb. Say, herbs or herbs? Herb. I say herb.
Herb, yeah. Herb would be like for Herb Tarlick.
Herb Humphreys.
Yeah.
Well, they got flowers, hanging baskets, potted herb gardens, and more.
Well done, sir.
Adjustment on the fly. Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour sponsor here, the official shrub of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Could Steven Wildwood pull off an unbelievable upset in the month of May? He's leading right now. He's leading.
Well, it's exciting, and it's also exciting that we get to have one of my compadres on the air.
Yep, I wish he could be calling the game. I'm sure he does as well. But nonetheless, we are grateful that he is at the very least on the post-game coverage on Fox Sports Midwest. It is our Bud Light Stanley Cup coverage here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The Stanley Cup playoff second-round Blues hosting a second-round game for the first time since 2012, in which they were swept by Laze King, and they hope to win for the first time in the second round at home since they beat Laze Wing.
Okay. Yep. See what you
put a little French. Wonder if John Kelly will put in a good word for me after that kind of intro. Morning, John.
Hey, Tim. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you so much. Great to have you on the show. I was just saying to the cat that I wish you guys were on the call of the game tonight. It lacks a little something without you and Panger. But those are the NHL rules, so it goes.
Well, it's nice of you to say, my friend. I wish I was doing the game as well. It's the best time of year to be attending games or broadcasting games or whatever. But we will have full post-game coverage on Fox Sports Midwest. Right, Jim Hayes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll be locked into that. So when you're watching the game at American Airlines Center on this past weekend, how different is it for you to be sitting there with Panger, assuming you're sitting there with Panger, as opposed to calling the game?
You know, a lot of people ask me that question. Actually, I was walking downstairs with Marc-Anne Brodeur the other day after the game. And I would, quite honestly, you know, aside from the fact I want to do the games, it's really nerve-wracking to sit there as a fan. It really is. I'd much rather be announcing the game because I want to, but also because then you're concentrating on your job and you know, calling the game. But when you're sitting there as a fan, man, I don't know how the fans do it night after night. It's really hard.
Yeah, it is. It's so intense. And the cat was saying when we were talking about this matchup and the potential that I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, it does seem real now, and I guess that's by beating the Blackhawks in that kind of a series. Then you go, okay, well, now anything's possible. If this were to go on all the way through the Stanley Cup Finals, which would be absolutely amazing if it were to happen, that would be another month, perhaps plus, of hockey, and to think that the Blues, quote-unquote, only have five of what would need to be 16 wins, so not even a third of the way there, and how it takes, you know, it feels like it takes years off your life because of the intensity of these games, and almost every one of the games has gone down to the final seconds or overtime, and therefore it is all the more stressful for Blues fans.
Well, you're right. I mean, every game in this series has been one goal. We've only had two, I know. Every goal game against Chicago, except for game six, was a tight game. And even that game, it was a one-goal game until the Hawks blew it open late and won 6-3. it's an agonizing run is what it is. And when you put it in perspective like that, that you have to win 16 games and the Blues have won five, as you said, they're not even a third of the way home. And you've got to deal with travel and injuries and bad breaks and overtime games. I think you can make a strong case, guys, and I know all of you are a sports fan, but that's why I think that winning a Stanley Cup is perhaps the hardest championship to win, because you have to win these intense games where the physicality is at its peak in every single game. I mean, the Blues had 40 hits or more in every single game against Chicago. They had 42 the other night in game two. It's just a marathon. And it's a war of attrition, and that's why I think it might be the hardest championship to win.
I think it might be second to a World Series of Poker main event bracelet. Oh, I know Doug thinks that.
What?
I know Doug thinks that.
I don't think that way.
I think John thinks it might be right up
there. I agree with that, Tim. I didn't think of that.
Oh, another Lemming. We got another Tim Lemming.
John Kelly is a Tim Lemming.
John Kelly's our guest here. He's brought to you by the National Blues Museum on Washington Avenue, 615 Washington Avenue in downtown St. Louis. It's an interactive museum. With videos and computer exhibits, we have a live music performance room with concerts on Saturday afternoons. It's open 7 days a week. Go to nationalbluesmuseum.org. This is something I'm anxious to hear your opinion on, because you've called all the Blues games, or almost all the Blues games, the ones that aren't on NBC, and we're there in attendance both Friday and Sunday at the American Airlines Center. I don't feel like the Blues have played as well in these two games as they did body of work, even in games they lost against the Blackhawks, and yet they won one of them and were really in position, stunningly so, that they were tied with 7 minutes left in game one. So I guess that's encouraging that they haven't played that great, and now they have home ice advantage starting in game three. What is your assessment of the quality of play so far in this series versus the manner with which they played the Blackhawks in the first round?
Tim, I think you're bang on. I think if you look at the way the Blues have played the first two games, they played pretty well in the third period of game one. As you said, they came back to tie the game and then gave up the late goal. And then in game two, I felt they played, you know, really well in the first and second period. The second period might have been their best checking period of the playoffs. I mean, Dallas had nothing at all, and the Blues had great chances, and they really could have expanded their 3-1 lead. And then in the third period, of course, they got into that old prevent defense, which doesn't work a lot of times in sports, and let Dallas back in the game. So I think if you had to look at the series, we've now played 6.5 periods, and obviously the Blues were real good in overtime. They've played, I think, 3.5 real good periods and 3 periods that were just so-so. Against Chicago, they were good almost every single night, except perhaps that second period in game 6 when they were really bad. But I think that's pretty accurate, that right now the Blues have played pretty well, but they certainly have another level to get to against these Dallas Stars.
And if you allow me to go all hashtag rights holder, you watch the postgame show for the Blues on Fox Sports Midwest. Oh, why would you not? Well, they're the guys that know the Blues best, Panger and John Kelly, right. So don't look anywhere else for your postgame. Tarasenko hasn't got it going. That's one of the reasons why I feel really good about where the Blues are. Not only home ice advantage, but at some point he's going to get it going. So I feel like that's out there still. So that makes me feel better about 1-1 at this point.
I agree, Jim. I think that, you know, he was fairly quiet in game 7 against Chicago. I thought in game 1 he did a lot of standing around, and his line wasn't skating. You know, when that STL line is going well, they're moving well, they're crisscrossing, they're using the short ice game, the short passing game, and really didn't get much done at all in game 1. In game 2, I thought Tarasenko started to get the legs moving. Now, I know he only had 2 shots on goal, but he did skate a lot better. As a matter of fact, in overtime, he drew that first minor when he went wide on Klingberg and was pulled down, and he got a penalty. So I thought that Tarasenko skated better, and I think there's obviously another level to his game. But sometimes superstars and goal scorers, they go quiet for a while and then just bang, they explode. Hopefully that will happen tonight for Vladdy Tarasenko, because the Blues are going to need him and his goals if they're going to survive this round.
Pietrangelo may have set a personal record for ice time in the last game, 35.5 minutes. Can he continue to do that and be as effective as he's been?
Well, don't forget, Doug, it's overtime. Yeah. So, you know, roughly he played around 30 minutes or so in regulation, and that's up a little bit from his regular season average of, say, 26-30. I don't know. He's one of those guys that he's like a Duncan Keith in Chicago. It doesn't seem like he gets tired, and he knows how to to rest a little bit on the ice, if you will. He's such a smart player. I'm not worried about his ice time. He's had a great series and probably has been the Blues' best player night in and night out from going back to the first game against Chicago.
Bomeister's out there a lot, too. His partner, he doesn't get a lot of credit, Bomeister, but he does a solid job, doesn't he?
Well, they were a great pairing, and he played about 29 minutes in Game 2, so a little bit less than 5 minutes less than, say, Petrangelo. You know, he doesn't give you the offense that Alex does. Alex has scored some big goals in these playoffs, but you know, defending and in his own zone and skating, Jay Bomeister is certainly a top defenseman. And at times, they've split up those guys during the regular season. I wouldn't be shocked if they make some changes at some point because that's the way they've done it all year. They've mixed and matched the lines and also the defensive combos. But right now, Bomeister and Petrangelo are the number one D pair for the Blues, and I guess until things change in the short term, they're going to continue that way.
Lettinen got yanked after giving up 3 goals on 5 shots faced. What do you think the Stars are going to do with their goaltending situation?
Well, Jim, Lindy Ruff, after practice yesterday, reading the reports from Twitter, he would not tip his hand. But I would have to think they're going to come back with the Emmy. He was really good, as you said, in the last 2 periods in overtime. So, you know, sort of like the Blues, they've sort of had a 1-2 combo all year with Lettinen and Niemi. They've gone with one goalie for a while, and then when he doesn't play quite as well, they switch it up. So that's what they've done all year, and I would suspect they'll continue that in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, they did that in the first round against Minnesota Wild, where Niemi came in for a couple of games, and then Lettinen finished the series. So if I had to bet, I would say they're going to go with Niemi tonight. We'll find out later today at the morning skate here at Scott Trade.
We saw the reports that Sagan is skating again for Dallas, but apparently didn't make the trip here to St. Louis. Have you heard anything about him, his availability, maybe later in the series?
Well, their general manager, Jim Neal, was quoted as saying earlier in the series that once he does start to skate, then it's a 4 to 5 day period before he's ready to play in a game. So, you know, I obviously was not there at practice yesterday, Doug, so I don't know how hard he skated. I mean, maybe he just took a few laps around or whatever. It's a very tough injury to come back from a torn Achilles tendon like that, and he did play one game in the first round against Minnesota. So bad for him, good for the Blues because he's one of their top players. But even if he does come back later in the series, you have to wonder, guys, how effective he could be coming off such a devastating injury.
He's really good. He's a difference maker if, as you say, he is healthy. You know, when the Blues traded for Brouwer, I wasn't really exactly sure what they got, but they said this is a guy that's going to get big goals down the stretch. This is a guy that's going to be a difference maker once we get into the playoffs. And it seems every goal he gets is big. Hasn't he been everything advertised and more?
You know, he's exactly the kind of guy, Jim, that I thought the Blues were getting, and that is a power forward. And you can't compare him to Oshie because they play different games. I know Oshie at times can be a very physical player, and for a guy his size, he can knock bigger guys to the ice rather easily. But Oshie is more of a finesse player, a guy that's a buzzsaw at times. I know he had a hat trick in Game 1 against Pittsburgh. And he's had a very good playoff. But Troy Bauer is more of a meat and potatoes guy up and down the wing and, you know, obviously scored the huge goal in Game 7, had a goal the other night. But more than that, he's a real leader on this hockey club. He brings a physical presence every night, and he's one of the top power forwards in the game right now. So if he can get to the front of the net and continue to play well on his line with Stastny, I think he could be very effective, and he could be a difference maker as well in this series like he was in the opening round.
Would you expect Hitchcock to play Ryan Reeves again tonight over Ott and come out and bang some people around?
He said that, Doug, after practice yesterday, that he was going to put Reeves back in. So, you know, it's one of those things where the Dallas defense, they have 3 players on defense that are 6 feet or under. So if you can put bigger people in there and get a forechecking game going, and I think that's what the Blues need to do tonight. As I said, they had 42 hits in game number 2. They need at least 40 every night, especially at home, and try to wear down the Dallas defense. And Dallas's defense is not nearly as big as the Chicago Blackhawks defense. So I think with a guy like Reeves in there, he puts the fear of God in a lot of players.
Yeah.
And I like the energy he brought in Game 1, even though he hadn't played in a couple of weeks.
JK, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you for a favor. If I can get away, because I really miss hearing you do play-by-play, if I can get away, get over to Scott Trade, if I sat down next to you, would you do some play-by-play as I watch the game to make it more enjoyable for me?
Jim, I would be happy to if you would fund me for my buy-in for the main event this summer.
Yeah, he can do that. That's a drop in the bucket for him, John.
How much is that?
$10K, baby. Right. $10K.
Well, that's a nice
$10K, deal. Right?
So you want $10,000 just to do a little play-by-play?
I think that's the going rate. I think that's
first
fair.
First play-by-play.
I think that's fair.
All right, I'll cut you a check.
Nice.
Done.
All right.
Nice.
Probably
deal.
What he gets per game.
Make sure it clears before you do it. But, yeah, that's great. Good. Congratulations. Best of luck. I would recommend playing day 1A, Doug, day 1A.
Oh, I would go 1C.
No, whatever Tim says, that's what I'm going with.
John Kelly, Tim McKernan Lemming. Thanks for being with us, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, John. There he is, John Kelly, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He is presented by the National Blues Museum as our Stanley Cup playoff coverage. And guest of the day is the National Blues Museum. Mentioned you heard him on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and you receive a discount at the door. It's right there on Washington Avenue, downtown St. Louis. It's an interactive museum with videos and computer exhibits, plus live music performances as well. Check out their website, nationalbluesmuseum.org, for more information and to see their schedule of live performances. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. National Blues Museum, the sponsor of John Kelly's appearance here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We have Anheuser-Busch presenting our Stanley Cup playoff coverage throughout the course of what we hope is May and June. Be something else. It would be absolutely incredible if the Blues can make this run. And historically, if you pay attention to it, every 15 years they do go to the Western Conference Finals. So you take
it's
a
like
look
clockwork.
At it. Yeah, it looks like that's the way it is, just like the San Francisco Giants win the World Series in every even year. So keep an eye on that, okay?
Well, I will. I'm watching the games. That's really all I can do.
I always keep a list what Tim tells me to keep an eye on.
Yep.
I'm gonna put that on the keep an eye on
list. I would jot a little note down to yourself.
Yeah. Doug Bud Light. They are all about bringing people together, and I would say 19,000 plus will be in attendance tonight at the Scott Trade Center, screaming their lungs out as the St. Louis Blues try to get their first home ice win in the second round since May 7th, 2002, in which Keith Tkachuk, Scott Mellenby, and Chris Pronger were your three stars.
Very well done. Tonight will be the reverse of what happens sometimes, that the Blues don't want to go up against the Cardinals directly. Because usually the Blues pay the price, and tonight I think it'll be the other way around. There'll be a lot of people who won't go to the Cardinal game because they want to stay home and watch that Blues game.
Did you see that the Blues the other night, the last game with the Blackhawks, highest-rated event ever on Fox News? Mm-hmm.
I love it. It makes me so happy for so many reasons. I was hopeful. It's the perfect storm because let's say that they do this and they beat the Wild last year. It just doesn't have the same cachet. So to beat the Blackhawks, it's that caliber of series. It's great for the game, for the team, for the organization, for NHL fans in general in this market, because what that does is it gets people who otherwise don't pay attention during the regular season or understandably go, oh, the Blues are in the playoffs. They're always in the playoffs. That's how I was raised. Now, of course, there was a time there in the 2000s where they weren't. But I'll wait and see if they can get past the first round. That's when the verdict will come in. Well, not only do they get past the first round, but they do it in thrilling fashion with a home ice win against their arch rival in a Game 7. First time they've won a Game 7 at home since 91. And then you look around and you go, if they can beat the Blackhawks, they can beat anybody. You know, I mean, I think a lot of, like, hockey aficionados would tell you right now that the team playing the best, I don't know, maybe some people would say the Sharks actually would be the Penguins.
Penguins, I wouldn't say.
They're on a tear. They've been on a tear. Really, the Ducks were the team that was mathematically the hottest team, I think, dating back to December. They're gone. Kings always out there as a threat. They're gone. Capitals are down 2-1 to the Penguins. I don't know why, but it feels different to me this year. It felt different to me going into it, but especially after they fell behind so many damn times against the Blackhawks, and then they would come back. Even in games that they wound up losing, they would come back. And that isn't usually the way it's been, to my memory anyway, for Blues playoff teams, that once something bad happens, then all it is the start of the fire. And in this case, they have been able to bounce back. And once you slay that dragon, it's cliche at this point because you've heard it so much, but once you slay that dragon, who knows what's possible? The thing is the other team in the Western Conference semifinals slayed their own dragon as well with the Sharks, and here they are up 2-0, and that's the team, along with the Kings and Ducks, that when we were talking with Chase, who has been right on so far on this whole thing, said, you know, if I like the Blues matching up if they play the Stars in the second round, but I worry about those teams in the Pacific as far as the Blues style of hockey and matching up with them. So I would love to see the opportunity for the Blues to play in the Western Conference Finals, Doug, whether it be the Sharks, whether it be the Predators, I don't care. Let's see what see if these boys can skate tonight in Game 3. Game 3 can be really key.
Well, and the Stars are a snootful, too. I don't think you can look past this Dallas bunch.
Okay, then we'll stop talking about it. Okay.
What about that Lettinen and that whole deal?
We going to bring that back?
What? Well, if you were the Stars, what would you do? Lettinen has been better against the Blues, and Niemi did come in and play well. I think it's not as cut and dry as you go Niemi.
That's what I think they'll do.
I would think so. Niemi?
Yeah, I would think so.
And when you're watching the game, you're going to yell things at him?
No, I won't chant his name or anything. I won't do
that. Good.
It's a tough one to chant.
Niemi. Yeah, it doesn't really flow off the...
Why not just chant and? Chant.
Well, it usually requires... It's a two-syllable play.
How about that?
I don't think that's going to work for us.
It's tough. There's no chanting with the Stars netminders. Got to think about that.
That's a big negative that hopefully the Blues can overcome. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out tonight. Tim, back to you.
Well, Lettinen got lit up there in game two.
Doug, who's the Sharks netminder? Mika Kiprusoff?
Oh, yeah. I think we all know that.
I think it's Evgeny Nabokov.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those guys, boy, they can tense some twine. Both of them.
Like human do not enter signs.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like the Great Wall of China. Yeah. Gosh. Both of them stand there between the Schedule 40 Black Iron, user paddleboard.
Great Wall of China.
Paw Penguin's out there shaking hands and greeting people as they walk into the facility.
Maybe that's the guy that's come to take all the boxes and the crud out of the hallway. So he's like, thank you, we've been waiting on you, sir.
I have seen a little bit of progress out there.
Guys, I got Blues versus the Ning and Benny Bishops in the finals. Who you got, Dougie? That's the 8:30 Recreator.
You think the fans would try to taunt Ben Bishop, a St. Louis guy?
Bishop. But what if it was Oshie? Oh. Or what if it was Sid the Kid?
Or if the Flyers were able to get back in.
Or what if the Blues lose tonight, and then I get a tweet saying you shouldn't have talked about the Stanley Cup Finals because now the team wasn't focused and they lost to the Stars.
Right, you jinxed it.
Right.
Oh, please. Your jinxing thing is nothing compared to mine.
You jinx things?
Oh, anytime you bring up anything in the pregame, anything. Even the players say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who gives you that? Matt the Bat?
Broxton,
no.
I said, I'm not going to go over numbers because the bullpen is pitching very well, but the opponents at the time hitting 178 against the Cardinal bullpen, then went in an interview, and then that night the bullpen gave up a couple of runs, and he came and he found me. He put his
back. Did he really?
Oh, no. Guys, what about Archer Survey? How about that whole deal? We're going to bring that back? That's from Mitch Kumstein. Doug, he was a tiny little netminder, wasn't he?
I believe so.
With the Canes?
Reinhard Divas. Remember that. Lubos Bartechko.
Guys,
no, those two I remember.
Tough for me to chant tonight with my mouth full of Doug's love.
Who?
From the Johnny's Market meat.
They're starting to knock it down.
Angler?
Yeah, they're starting to knock Johnny's Market down.
So he's a little pissed, and so he's sending
these guys. I think so. Johnny's Market meat manager? Meat manager? Is that who it was?
Guys, here's my Mount Rushmore of best goalie chants. Hextall, Belfour, Potvin, Doug's butt.
Who, Tim?
What was the last one?
Who?
Doug's butt? I don't remember him.
I don't know. Who was it, Tim?
Cousin J.W.?
Cousin J.W.? You've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, heard Larry's prediction of the Blues and Flyers in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's going to be tough to hit the back of the net against that rough-and-tumble Flyers goalie in the Finals, eh? That's from Lefty Jaxmer. So a lot of people are starting to keep their eye on the Flyers, a team that's been eliminated but might be able to come back.
Now, that kind of thing could happen in the NFL. I mean, they do some sketchy things there. I think the NHL is a little bit more on the up-and-up than the NFL.
You never know, though. That's why you probably should keep a little a little attention on the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Just keep an eye on the Flyers in case they are somehow
this team's not done yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they've all gone home. They've cleaned out their lockers, but they're not done yet.
Right.
This is a resilient bunch.
So much so that they will come back even after they're eliminated?
It's possible. Don't count them out. You should never count out the Flyer bunch.
Doug, let's watch Beaches tonight. Cry at the ending while stroking each other. It's from The Hunchback of Hawn Castle. That was with Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey. Is that Barbara Hershey?
I don't know.
I think it was Barbara Billings.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Know.
That's kind of a broad movie. That's like what you watch when you're like your young girlfriend. That's what I remember at St. Gabriel's school picnic.
To kind of send the message that you'll do anything for her, including watching movies that you hate.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. There's several movies I've never...
Barbara Hershey was in Hoosiers, was she not? She was Coach Norman Dale's love interest?
I believe so.
She was
it was a little minor love, right? It wasn't a big...
Yeah, I think they just engaged in heavy petting after they beat the team from
it really
Indianapolis.
Wasn't that
South
big
Bend?
Part was of
the team? Gary, Indiana? South Bend? The team
that beat Indianapolis. Central from Indianapolis Central, wasn't it?
I thought it might have been South Bend. Somebody will text
Our him. Hickory won't crack.
Nice.
And then Ted Cruz made the comparison. These rings are the same size here as in Washington.
And there is nothing that Hoosiers cannot do.
Yep, that reminds me, the St. Gabriel School picnic, Doug, is in just 5.5 weeks, sir.
What percentage of St. Gabriel's alums are Hoosiers?
That, my friend, is a serious, serious charge.
Well, but I'm sure there is a certain percentage of Hoosiers.
Now you're backpedaling. Walk it back, Doug. Walk her back.
Yep.
How many are Hoosiers?
Zero.
Oh.
You fell into that trap, didn't you?
Yeah. I'd say
Tim said it for you, and you took the bait.
It's got to be like 60%, isn't it?
Oh,
my God.
And you live in this city?
No, I live in the county.
Wow. Elitist.
Oh, that's fine.
Doug, John Boedeker just texted in. Do you know him?
No.
Mike Boedeker. Pitch for the Orioles.
Pretty good right-hander.
But this is John Boedeker.
Brother.
And he says, Tim, I love the show, but why do you complain about the studio when you must have seen it before signing a lease? Thank you. That's from May 3rd. Yeah, that's not actually true. And there's a misperception. I'll say it again. I don't think it's going to ever change the belief system.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, ideally it won't. But I don't own the radio station, and this is not our lease. So we are along for the ride. Inside STL Enterprises, Doug, of which I am managing partner, has a time brokerage agreement with the ownership of WGNU AM and a simulcast agreement with MS Corp, which carries us on 105.7 HD2 FM. My company owns InsideSTL.com and the airtime Monday through Friday for 24 hours, but we did not sign the lease on 1300 Hampton. Any other questions? I will be taking them at 314-880-0808 or inside the Gateway Buick GMC studio. Oh, I see one right here. Yes, Jim?
Yeah, why didn't you build a better studio, Tim? You own the place.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought
I have a question too, Tim.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
Do you also own the parking lot here?
That is true. That is true. My dad bought it. He co-signed for me.
This parking lot, this is lucrative business, isn't it?
Yep.
Except for when they're allowed to park for free.
Right.
And that cuts into the profit.
Well, bet. Tim, why do males have nipples? Thanks, JB. Now, that one, I don't know if I necessarily have a good answer.
I think it's because we all start out as female.
It's hot. So that means, like, theoretically, then, when I'm hooking up with my wife, we're having lesbianism.
Yeah, I guess. If you'd like to think of it that way.
Yeah, here's what I don't get. I went to high school and college, and maybe I'm missing something. But I'm at some party the other night. I'm looking at hail the size of peas falling down, just raining down from the sky, and wondering if my car will be destroyed. And I'm thinking, it's 78 degrees out. How could this happen where they're freezing projectiles just dropping down? So, explain hail to me, Tim.
Well, it's not 78 degrees up in the...
I asked him to explain.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not 78 degrees up in the sky where the birdies fly.
Okay, but why doesn't it melty-melty along the way?
It comes shooting down so hard, it's like a Peter North rainstorm. Tim, is there a water fountain at the new building? Thanks. That comes from the troll.
I haven't seen one. There's a nice kitchen,
actually. Yeah, there is a really nice... If there's one thing you can say, it's we have a nice kitchen.
Yeah. A great kitchen, but here's a little problem. We used to run into this problem around this time at the old place where someone would decide that now's a good time to, what do you call it, recreate. Right? So now, because there's just one, You got to go way up the stairs.
Yeah, that's where I go.
Or around the side where you need a key. Did I give your keys back, Plowsy? You need a key.
Claw Penguin.
And the bathrooms upstairs, if you want to see what the bathrooms looked like when they built them in 1942.
Oh, yeah, it's where Michael Corleone got the gun before Salazzo. Yeah. He took him out. Looked like Joe Torre.
I mean, the facilities are like 2 inches apart from each other.
I like that, bro.
So, that, you know, it's close quarters in there. It can be uncomfortable at times.
Or rewarding.
Not rewarding.
Tim, so how many stations do you own? Thanks, Craig in St. Louis. Doug, another great question. And I'm happy to answer for
you. You've owned all of them that we've worked at.
That's correct.
So you have now like 4 or 5?
Right. I'm trying to build my portfolio to make it strong to quite strong.
Yeah.
Have you?
To answer sincerely, I own 0 radio stations.
Are you still taking questions?
Yeah, of course. It's a press conference.
Since you own the place, any chance you would consider putting Dolly Madison treats in the kitchen for the staff?
Funny you should ask that. We had an emergency board meeting last night about allocating some of our dollars for 2016 toward Dolly Madison's.
Good.
Darn fine gesture.
Especially when Plaza goes out to the car and gets a little smoky, he really gets hungry.
Tim, you make love to a girl. That is gross. Thanks, the Hunchback of Von Castle.
Yeah, now that text didn't surprise me. Some of these creeps have right in.
Guys, is caller Ellen in that kitchen yet? Thanks, AJ from St. J.
It's kind of inappropriate.
They think caller Ellen should be confined to the kitchen.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Well, that's disappointing to hear.
Let's see, Manchild 79, Doug, says, how many times are y'all going to make that god go over his business agreement, brah? He says SMH to that.
I don't understand.
Shaking my head. He's shaking his head at something. That business agreement.
How many times are y'all going to make the god go over his business agreement, brah? SMH. I just read what's in the...
Oh, you're the god, and people are asking about your business agreement.
Is it a violation of the first commandment of the 10 for me to read texts that say I am the god?
I think it is.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't want to do that.
Don't.
Dear Tim, what kind of tax breaks are you granted for owning radio stations and all of the surrounding property? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
The cat, you handle that for us.
Yeah, for a small fee.
You own the stations and reap enormous profits.
Right.
And then tell the IRS you own absolutely nothing at all.
No. No, we tell them that.
Yes.
Yeah, we tell them.
With the second set of books, you prove it when you get audited.
Well, there's a huge write-off for acquiring large amounts of Dolly Madison snack cakes.
Okay.
It's a tax dodge.
Hey, Tim, why does my PP do the thing that it does when it sees a photo of Doug? Thanks, the painter guy.
Painter guy, you've been suspended.
Took you a while for that to kick in.
I'm just so disappointed.
It's kind of like Elliot. When he took the slap shot, you're like, oh, man. Oh, there's a second, and then he went down.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I want to say thank you to Ragazzi's for providing the suspension log heel and for providing all-you-can-eat awesome fried chicken on Tuesday.
Tim, you should buy better mics for your studio that you own inside of the building you own on the parking lot that you own. Barnhart Brawler.
The mics are in, and he's back.
Yeah, somebody thought he got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Tim, do you have a non-compete with the old studio?
People like to use the term non-compete because it makes it feel like it's a real industry thing.
God, I couldn't. Of all the things that I've read on that fan page, and it's Year of Glory, which, Doug, now it has more than 5,000 members. 5,050, I believe, is the last time I saw how many members we have. When somebody actually legitimately tried to say that the gentleman who founded the fan page had a non-compete with other fan pages, that was the one that got me the most. That one of all. Yeah, Adam.
Can I talk real quick about what I hate about KMOV? It'd be real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Huh?
Well, why would you do that? Why are you such a hater?
No, Doug, listen, I'm watching you last night in your Band-Aid-colored suit. And you're doing the recap of the Cardinals game, and your stupid KMOV logo covers up the score. So I can't see what the hell inning these highlights are from, or what the score was, or what the situation was, or who was on base.
Huh.
Why do you do that?
Well, I'm not the one that does it.
Oh, yeah, so it's not you.
I think Tim owns KMOV, if I'm not mistaken.
Tim and his dad went in as a partnership, and his dad has passed it down to Tim.
Yep.
So your question should be directed to Tim.
Can you try and fix it instead of doing your stupid banter with the other news anchors and just fix the damn logo placement?
No, we like the logo. We like it right where it is. And if it drives you crazy, then we're happy.
The banter is weird because no one in real life talks the way you guys do with your smiling and your dumb little comments and your jokes.
Nobody smiles when they talk to each other? Maybe not in your world.
So anyway, I wanted to know if anybody could tell me who's got the better hair, Savard or Bush?
Wow, that's a great question, caller Adam. They both have wonderful heads of hair. Yeah, God. Yeah. Boy, I'm jealous.
I feel like they both also have parts that are moving towards the middle.
Huh. I haven't noticed that. I guess we have to take a look at some
astute observation.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bush.
Why don't you stop watching the news if it's bothering you so much?
What?
I said you could probably...
I can't hear you because you're so quiet.
Why don't you stop watching the news if it bothers you so much?
I was just flipping around the channels, you ass, and I just happened to stop there because there were Cardinal highlights. I wouldn't have stopped if I knew it was you doing it. I thought it was Bulldog.
Okay, don't watch anymore. We've already got our quota of idiots watching us.
Okay, that's it, though.
All right.
Thank you.
Wonderful call, Adam.
It could have been constructive criticism if you would have phrased it in a nice way. Yeah. Say, Doug, big fan. Any chance you can move the logo so that I could see?
He's not looking to make constructive criticisms.
No.
He's just calling to complain.
Doug, Cal Kennedy, official spokesperson of St. Gabriel's, says 6% of St. Gabriel alums are Hoosiers.
Six. I'd put a zero at the end of that six.
It's a serious charge. Iggy texted me regarding Barbara Hershey. Says he interviewed her.
Probably knows me well.
And talked about her boobs and her bush in Boxcar Bertha. Boy, a lot of alliteration there. So, Doug, that's there.
I wonder how she handled that when Iggy starts asking questions like that.
So she got nakers, eggs and bakers?
I don't know.
She didn't get naked in Hoosiers. No. Probably didn't get naked in Beaches, I wouldn't think.
I doubt it.
I didn't see it. Think Bette Midler got naked?
I hope not. I really hope not.
Like Doug is the expert on Barbara Hershey's nudity.
Yeah, Iggy would be the guy to call on that. You have that website that tells him anyone was naked.
Mr. Skin. He has a membership that's been passed around everybody who plays professional golf. They all have Iggy's password. It's made its way around the tour. The Wolf of Wash Ave, co-host of We Are Live, says, Tim, did we pay extra to hear the bleed-in from the Taco Bell headsets? Thanks. Wolf of Wash Ave. I don't believe it was extra, but it might have been built-in cost.
No.
Tim, do you and Doug take your post-show shower together? Tee-hee. That's from the Hunchback of Von Castle.
Hideous questions today. Just absolutely hideous questions.
Tim, do you like the movie Mannequin? It's so good. That's from the 347. That's with Kim Cattrall, right?
I don't know, Tim. I didn't see that one either.
And she comes to life.
Yeah. That's kind of a fun picture.
Don't say picture. It's not that fun.
What's fun to you, Doug?
Well, not a mannequin coming to life.
Could be if it has an artistic sensibility.
Perhaps. Okay. I'm just getting kind of tired of the questions that are coming in.
Yeah, but we said we'll open it up to questions.
But the questions are so heinous and hideous in nature.
How's the turkey leg at St. Gabriel's? Thanks, the gobble gagger.
They sell turkey legs there?
I don't believe so. A lot of funnel cakes, though.
When's the picnic this year, Tim?
God, let me look. Because I told Anna Marie, I said, we got to go this year.
Got to go to the picnic this year.
Some of her friends have had weddings on the day of the school picnic. And
oh, boy.
You're not having it anymore.
Yeah. She goes, and this was really offensive, and this shows how she looks down on us. Chesterfield girl, you know. And she goes, we were at the Ritz-Carlton in Naples, and you wanted to be at your elementary school picnic.
Mm-hmm. She has every reason to be upset with you.
Doug, it's June 11th?
Okay.
They got funnel cakes there, Tim?
A lot of them. June 11th.
You surprised about the availability of funnel cakes? You shouldn't be.
What about turkey legs? They got them there?
They'll have enormous turkey
legs. I guarantee you they don't have those at Immaculata School Picnic.
You know, it would be nice if they had a nice pedophore stand. You like a pedophore?
Tim, no need to go to the weddings. Most of them will divorce anyway. That's from the troll. It's a nice sentiment.
Yeah, it is. Full of hope.
Full of hope.
Let's see. Bubbles sent something in Vile that I'm not going to read, Doug, but it's in reference to your excretion system.
Yeah, just don't go ahead and read it.
Tim, I am bringing 100 free Dotem pins to the golf tournament.
Well, you can bring 1,000, but it doesn't mean he's going to be freed. He's been suspended. He's been suspended indefinitely for vileness.
Don't you think it's kind of like the whole thing legalizing marijuana and more places are doing it, and then eventually you'll just get worn down and you'll go along with it?
I don't think so.
Will free dote them?
I don't think so.
I think we just might have received the most important news that this show has ever broken on a show that's broken plenty of news.
Someone bring in fried chicken?
12 years. Cal Kennedy says that not only is the school picnic on June 11th, P.S., there may be a June 10th night edition for the first time. Doug's boy Fungo is spearheading that event.
Wow.
An extra day.
Wow.
Whoa.
Can you imagine? Yeah, I've seen other carnival-type things go for 2 days. I have. St. Gabe's finally getting around to it.
Man, that's awesome.
So you'll go both nights.
I would.
You would go both nights.
I love it. I live for it.
And you don't ride the rides because of the height requirements.
Right. Can't get on.
But you do, you play some of the games in the booths and things like
that? Yeah, I like the gambling right in front of the church.
Mm-hmm.
While everybody's drunk and gambling right in front of the church.
Oh, but you like porn. You're the bad Christian. Yeah, Big Al. Hello, Al.
Hey, boys. Welcome back, Cat. We missed you.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. He just didn't have a very enthusiastic thank you.
I said, thanks, Big Al. What's up?
You barely said it.
Oh, couldn't hear you. This new phone system's terrible. Hey, Timmy, one of the reasons you don't have any privacy is you got a 2-inch gap under your door.
Yeah, it was one of the byproducts of Big Al dropping off a flower for my wife was that he got to see the office facility proper. Give me your analysis on what we could do to maybe make it so that the whole entire Hampton area can't hear my conversations.
Move out of that building?
Mm.
Why were you bringing a flower to Tim's wife for, may I ask, sir?
Because I had private business, Kat. Don't worry about it. Me and Timmy have private dealings that not everybody needs to know about.
I'm buying some missiles.
Wait a minute. It seems like Tim wasn't in on the fact that you brought his wife a flower. So now you're saying that Tim was part
Tim,
of it.
Tim was so happy that I did it. He took our picture, Kat. So there. And I wrapped it up. First off, the gas stations around your cheap facility don't sell real flowers. Mm. So I had to go over to the Eat Right and steal one out of their bushes so I could bring it to Anna Marie. And then I had to wrap it in towels so she wouldn't stick her finger because it still had stickers on it.
Thorns.
Hmm.
So, hey, by the way, hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Can you get the horse picks back in the paper? I'm supposed to go to Horse Hooky Tuesday. I open up the page, and the dang horse picks ain't in there. Are they cutting back over there, too?
Well, I don't know. I don't work for the paper.
Find out for
them. It's got to be on the Internet somewhere.
You got a lot of pulling on here, Doug, so get the dang logo off, like Al said. Get that off. We can't see nothing. And when the clouds come over and you go into storm mode, we can't even tell what the hell is going on with anything. So, come on, Doug, you're losing it. You got to tighten it up here. I need my picks back. But, Doug, yeah. I went to Raw last night.
Oh,
I saw Sapphire Larry Nickel. I got me a new necklace, and I got my picture with Randy Macho Man Savage. And it says the boss on my necklace, so I wear it around jingling it. It's real heavy, and my wife is thrilled about it because it says true boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to the Horse Hooky Tuesday today, going to the Blues game tonight, going to the Cardinal game on Thursday, and the Cardinal game and the Blues game Thursday night.
Don't you ever have to work?
Did you give yourself a bell there?
Did you give yourself a bell?
I got a huge PO from Boeing yesterday. They need more parts, and by golly, we're building them, Doug.
Wow. So what will be your take from this new purchase order?
About $1,950.
$1,950, Doug.
Is that for one day?
Yep.
That's one day's work?
No, that's just for one PO, Doug.
Wow. So you're a wealthy individual.
Yep. No, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get the cat's tax bracket.
Mm.
Well, you have to bend some laws to get there.
I'll never get to Timmy's, though.
No.
I already passed you by, Doug.
Yeah,
I passed
sure, yeah.
you like a 69 Roadrunner.
So is most other people in this
He's
town.
Ringing the bell.
Yeah, left and right.
I like it, Al.
So you boys have a good day. I got to go find a horse racing for him. I'm not happy. Doug, work on it.
All right, I'll work on that, Al.
There he is. Big Al.
It's always nice when he calls
my
it.
Wife.
I like
Big Al. Took it from the Eat Right across the street. Doug, it is the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour. Flowers, hanging baskets, potted herb gardens, and more. Bring Mom to Tease Farms to browse the greenhouses and pick out her perfect Mother's Day gift. Homegrown strawberries are ready. That sounds awfully good to me. That's a healthy treat.
Mm-hmm.
Available to purchase at all three locations and pick your own fields open this Saturday at the Hanley and Maryland Heights locations. It's Tease Farms, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and also the sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on the radio program. Frank Cusimano coming up next. It's the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano. Looks like that Lion's Choice right there in Rock Hill, Glendale. Looks like it's about to be ready to go. Man, we got a lot of Lion's Choices popping up. They're doing well.
They must be.
Doing well.
I suspect it's the soppings.
Soppings and fixings at Lion's Choice. Tim, Big Al, pick whichever horse Hernandez is on. We've all been making money on that bet for 20 years at Fairmont. Thanks. The hills have thighs.
Really?
This Hernandez is a hell of a jockey.
I guess he must be. He's the key. It's not the horse, it's the jockey.
That's what this guy says.
Yeah, well.
Tim, have I pissed you off? I've noticed you rarely read my texts.
Oh, stop.
Lord, somebody's whining on the text line. You didn't read my text.
I got news for you. We get huge amounts of text. So Tim tries to scroll through. When you hit one, sometimes it refreshes. Right. You can't see it anymore. Right. So he does his best.
Who thinks you're upset with him?
Hold on. It's already scrolled down. Colin Bigman?
No, Colin Bigman. All right. Colin Bigman.
Well, I don't like what Bigman wrote last time. I'm going to skip that today.
I'm going to avoid reading his text. Guys, I love Lion's Choice. It gets no better. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think about having my treat for the Blues game. I don't do the metabolic meals on Blues game night.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I need to treat myself.
Okay.
You want to live your life.
I do.
You want to live it to the fullest.
You know what? I do.
Good for you.
And I don't know what I'll have, Doug. So if you're me, and of course you're at your home, what treat are you having tonight? What are you going to let yourself have tonight to
what
get
if
yourself
you go get
a
some of that fried chicken?
Game then, 3 victory.
Get the fried chicken from Ragazzi's.
The fried chicken at Ragazzi's would be good.
It's not a bad play. It's
maybe,
not a bad play at
maybe
all.
Maybe some toasted ravioli from...
To wash it down.
Yeah. And maybe a little pizza on top of that.
Nice.
So I'm suggesting you get all you can eat. Eat like most St. Louisans. Eat all you can eat fried chicken. Then have some toasted ravioli. And then have a couple of pizzas.
And so what will wash it down?
Beer. Just any beer will do. Bud Light would probably be the preferred product.
Agreed.
You know, Bud, beer, the Ryan Kelly
Bud Light is like an old friend. Like if you go to a microbrewery.
I agree with you.
Nothing against the microbreweries.
Nothing against them at all. I'm happy to see them grow and succeed.
Me too.
But for me, I'm just Southside till I die. Why ask why?
And then they bring you the bottle and you're like, hello, old friend.
Yeah. It's just not so heavy. I can't drink that heavy beer. It just really knocks me for a loop.
We see there's some we all agree on, all three of us.
Tim, what will you be drinking during the game? I want to make sure I'm drinking the same thing. Doug, that comes from the girl.
For heaven's sakes. Well, we've established that, right? Bud Light.
I don't really drink during the week or on a sun's bin either.
Only a Saturday's bin.
Friday and Saturday nights, you know. I'm kind of thinking about having people over for Blues, watching the Blues game and then playing wiffle ball on Saturday. That might be a nice little pony.
You ever heard of something called blitz ball?
Uh-uh.
It's like wiffle ball, but the ball is shaped a little differently, and there's all
like my head?
These guys put YouTube videos.
Why isn't it called Tim ball?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll call it Tim ball, and you can make the ball like curve and do crazy things. And the wiffle ball bat's a little longer. Tyler got it.
I had not heard this.
He was showing me this video where the guys are like, they could be like 20 yards away, and they this giant curve, and it just breaks right over.
Really?
The plate. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Does Tyler want to come over and play on Saturday?
I won't allow that.
No,
I won't. You understand, don't you?
I don't blame you. I'd be concerned if you let him. Although Anna Marie and Tyler seem to have, they're fast friends.
Well, Tyler's a very personable young fella.
Let's see, Tim, just want to let you know that me and Beef Momo kissed last night.
Why would we need to know that?
It was spooky, but it was overdue. Thanks, Tony the Plow Dow.
Spooky, but overdue.
What, listeners want to update us as to what's going on in their world?
Yep.
with other listeners. Our listeners are hooking up now.
Put that off. Here's a little-known factoid for you and from your friends at Audio Express. Simply adding a subwoofer to any car audio system, even factory, is the least expensive way to improve a system's overall sound. Ah, I didn't actually know that until I read the copy. Adding a little bass makes everything else sound better, and Audio Express knows this because we see and do it every day. Like Kenwood's all-new and amazing-sounding 12-inch all-in-one bass system. It comes with everything you need, works with any stereo, and priced at just $229, it won't break the bank. And if space matters, then Kicker's small but powerful bass system's for you. Fits in very small spaces, like under most seats. Sounds absolutely amazing, and it's just $299. A real bargain. They highly recommend you visit everybody at Audio Express. Give them a try. You'll be happy you did it. And there are four conveniently located locations. And hear what a little extra bass can do for your vehicle sound. Doug, bass in your face, not an 8-track. Getting it good to the wood so the people give you some of that reacting to the fact that a kick and a stick and a steering wheel pointing. Can't trust it. 91? Is that 91?
I think that was 91, yes.
Time for email today. Spot.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Come on, Plowsy.
Ability.
$20 gift certificate to get to Burr Early Cutlery. TMA WWE dish. Whilst I sit here and discuss WWE with my stepmom as she recreates naked, I begin to reminisce on last Eve's bin. It was my first experience at a wrestling event, and wow, what an experience it was, Jimi Hendrix. And thanks to riding Gay Erotica to an AMHD2 radio station, I was able to take my nephews and my son to Monday Night Raw. We showed up a half hour late because my bath salt guy was taking forever. We arrived to a group of CEOs sitting in our seats. They had to be forcibly removed, claiming that we, quote, should have got there sooner, end quote. Six rows down, Ron Gant in full body paint and a glowing neon unicorn horn gyrated his pelvis in my direction, screaming, "You booty!" I was so turned on. Then there were 1,000 commercials in the stadium proper. After those, Doug came out as a grappler named Goldust. It was just okay. Then it happened. Larry Nickel glided up the stairway in my direction. My son jumps up and yells, "Is that Larry Nickel, Father?" I couldn't even respond. I was so engorged. It was magic. WWE, you have a fan for life, yo. Cucky, the I want a Larry Nickel, and I want a Larry Nickel now, daddy. P.S. I was made a man by the Nature Boy last night. Woo.
Heaven's sakes.
And that's why you're like, okay, Stephen Wildwood, he was Rocco Mediate, but when it was all said and done, Eldrick had to come by on Monday and win the U.S. Open. You know what I mean?
All right. Cucky, the dwarf.
Guys, every morning is the same. It's like Groundhog's Day. Tim, take a quick guess at the year I've listed at the end of the email, so if you want to know, you have to read the whole email. Ha, 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 it's 57 degrees out right now. I drive into work, and I always think I know things about St. Louis. Those AM radio show hosts are good, huh? What do you think they're going to do this morning? Some pretty good things, I bet. No, it's Groundhog's Day, and it's always the same. Hey, lessees are tribbing. Horses are more dangerous than chimps. Odd references to 1970s TV character Ted Knight. And what's going on with Prince, huh? We're going to bring that back? We're going to bring that whole situation back? That comes from the Sexy Robot, 1993 for GHD.
Sexy Robot.
You guys turn down the background. It seems just a smidge.
It's a little stout.
It is a little stout. There it is. Oh, now I'm in a better place. My reads will be so much better.
Should be.
Guys, Plops here. Got a little, fun little update on what it means to be Email of the Month winner. I log into my email this morning to find an email from your offices that was sent to me yesterday saying, "Congrats on your win last month. The Cardinal tickets you ordered for tonight's game, you can pick them up here." I just saw this, and it honestly pissed me off. Absolutely wonderful, guys. Thanks for the notice. I'll put these in the pile with the two separate pairs of Mizzou tickets you guys mailed me the day after the games took place and the Mardi Gras tent passes that still haven't arrived. At least the $5 coupon for a hot dog showed up intact. I'm hopping mad. Hey, Tim, I got you tickets three rows off the ice for the Blues game. Come pick them up at my house there for the 2015 season home opener. Or how about these tickets to last night's Monday Night Raw? Come on out to Alton. I'll have Larry waiting out in the curb with the tickets sticking out of his butt cheeks for you to grab.
No.
F my life, Misty Plops. I already had emailed Misty Plops to say,
Misty,
it's my fault, and we will get you tickets to another game. I apologize.
That's a good email.
That is unacceptable, however your email is choice. Wow, Stephen Wildwood trying to make it back-to-back days. What will happen first, the PGA in St. Louis, or they will move that van from your parking lot? Can Ryan come on tomorrow and dish the dirt from his date with Doug like they do on The Bachelor or Love Connection? Tim is turning 40 and has no kids. I'm a little worried. Can Seymour get some of his semen to preserve the bloodline?
No.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be
unfortunate.
That wouldn't be my child. It would be.
Well, I think because you own Seymour, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
In Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
So far, pretty good emails, I have to say.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. Meet me in the bathroom stall right outside the Blues Lounge tonight. Get completely naked and wait for me. Take a red marker.
Okay, that's enough.
Whichever hole in your body you would like me to tongue punch?
Who was it, Tim?
White collar gangster. That's the gentleman lover of Townie.
I'm disappointed in him and now in Townie as well for staying with this guy. White-collar gangster, suspended a period of 2 days' time, Ragazzi's blah, blah, blah.
I asked her what's her name, and she said blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Doug's special day. Doug finished editing his last interview, typed another letter of apology to Ms. Butler, and answered his last phone call from Tell Him Good Luck Guy. He sits at his desk with a lone cup of tap water, tucks a paper towel into his collar, and unclasps a briefcase. Not the usual dry saltines today. No, sir. This time it's a bag full of Ritz crackers. And one of them on top, written tiny cheese whiz, says, Happy birthday, Doug. He smiles and thinks to himself, life is good. If I just didn't have to get up 5 hours from now for that stupid radio show.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
That hit a little too close to home to be funny. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Good emails today.
It's like he's in Channel 4 running around there somewhere.
Oh, hey there, guys. I was a little out of it yesterday. I had one of those endoscopies, where they knocked me out and shoved a tube down my throat. It went well since Doug and I had been practicing suppressing my gag reflex. Thanks, boo. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, what is more probable? My deleting myself from the fan page multiple times in an attempt to cause a ruckus, or Supreme Leader Bestel getting butthurt over my post that he misinterprets as anti-Christian or un-American and trying to get me out without going back on his pledge to not block anyone? Remember, Doug, one of us has a history of lying about fan page issues, and it is not me.
All right, let's move on past the fan.
Well, I want to hear what Doug's opinion is on this.
I blanked out. I was looking outside the window when this was going on. I didn't even hear what you said.
Well, Barnard Brawler wants to know why he's getting removed from the fan page.
Oh, I don't have anything to do with the fan page. I don't read the fan page. No, I don't care. I'm not surprised that he's been banned from the fan page. He's a bit of a left-wing lug nut lunatic. Perhaps that's why.
Generally speaking, we're not going to solve fan page issues on the air.
No.
It's been my experience.
Well, we're at the 10 o'clock, and there was a lot of great emails. We appreciate it. We ran out of time. What are you going to do? That's what we got for the email today.
There were a lot of good ones. I'm not going to go and name them all, but I'm going to go with Cucky.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of the Sexy Robot.
I thought there were a lot of good ones as well, maybe even great ones, but Cucky, the I Want a Larry Nickel, and I Want a Larry Nickel Now Daddy, has just won his first email of the month for the month of May, and now he's tied with Steve in Wildwood.
Exciting.
Stephen Wildwood might have won, except he wanted to use the sea monster sperm to keep my family bloodline going.
Yeah, that doesn't seem reasonable.
Yeah, I don't know if that is.
No.
Then you might have a capable child.
What is that supposed to...
I'm sorry you had to hear that,
Tim. Frank's up next. He does a real program. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and we look forward to what he has prepared for you. The listener, it's the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano. This closes out the Tease Farm, 9 o'clock hour on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Tease Farm, the official sponsor of the shrubs of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Frank's up next. It is time for the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Peyton, for the Plowboy. For my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster. For Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway BOGMC Studio.